Oh, yeah, that was Toby Mac, Speak Life. Yeah, and you know what? That is the theme of the upcoming Ladies Retreat at Living Waters in Westby. It is coming up September 9th through the 11th at, like I said, Living Waters, located there in Westby, Wisconsin. And the keynote speaker this year is Kelly Fernandez. Kelly is from Onalaska, and we're going to find out more about her today and what she's going to be having to share at the upcoming retreat. Hey there, Kelly.
Hey, Darla, how are you?
I am doing great. Now, you got to attend the retreat last year. Can you tell the ladies a little bit about what they can expect?
Sure. First of all, it's a wonderful time to just get away and unplug and be together with other women. Mm. The ladies who put it on do a fantastic job out there at Living Waters. Plenty of activities. The food is phenomenal, I will say.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it?
It is.
They have amazing cooks out there.
Yeah, they do. And it's just a great time to really grow deeper together as ladies.
Now, the theme this year is Speak Life. And last year, I know you were one of the speakers, but this year you're the keynote speaker, and you'll be sharing in four different sessions. Can you tell us a little bit about what you have prepared to share?
Sure. The first two sessions are on how to get encouragement, because the theme for this year is based on 1 Thessalonians 5:11. So the first two sessions are encouragement. Session one will be encouragement through suffering. Mm. I know we don't often think of suffering bringing encouragement, but based on 2 Corinthians 1:3-4, God comforts us in our suffering that we may comfort others with the same comfort we have received. And I really sense that this is part of what I'm supposed to be teaching on this year. The second session is, I called it the Father's Facebook.
Uh-huh. So he does Facebook, huh?
Yes. He has his own Facebook page. It's called The Word of God.
There you go.
It never changes, you know? Mm-hmm. And he's not offended if you don't like his post. But anyway, just to really encourage these women in what he says about them and to remind them that he is for them. And just my hope is that they will get encouraged that he doesn't change, mm-hmm. you know, and his page doesn't change. And I know it sounds silly to talk about the father's Facebook, but I do see this, and I have a tween, actually she's a pre-tween. I have 5 small children.
Oh my. Mama.
Right, I know, right now I'm like, don't come talk to mom. My oldest is 10 though, and there's such a pull for her. She wants a phone because all her friends have phones. You know, mm-hmm. she wants to be able to go on in social media because her friends are on social media, and it's challenging mm-hmm. raising children. Now, I am not opposed at all to Facebook or Instagram or Twitter, anything like that, because it is a sign of this generation, and they want to be able to communicate that way. But I really want to encourage our children, we're going to wait on that, you know, and the thing with social media is it's just instant gratification, mm-hmm. and you can get that feedback or those positive strokes right away. Again, it's not always a bad thing, but really wanting to encourage these women what the Lord says about him, what his Facebook page would say.
And so often it seems like we equate our value and worth as to what we've posted on how many likes we get. You know, oh, wow, I got 42 likes. That must be a good one. You know, I must be doing well. And if we can put forward a facade of a perfect life, a life without struggles, but when it comes to the reality of it, you know, I don't think we're finding it there, but we can find that in a genuine, real connected relationship with Jesus Christ. And so often we're connecting, it seems, so much these days through social media, but we're not really connecting on that personal level.
Amen. I tell my husband, I feel like it's fake fellowship.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I know some of my dearest friends I am friends with on Facebook, but it just sometimes feels like fake, because mm-hmm. there isn't the authentic, intimate relationships.
We post the things that show that we have it all together in the good times, but we're not showing necessarily all the difficult and challenging times and all the times we mess up
right.
on Facebook. But anyway, well, that sounds like a good one. So it's called The Father's Facebook.
Yes. Session 3, the next two, the session 3 and session 4 on how to give encouragement. Mm. Session 3 I just called Point On, just again reminding these women, pointing them to the truth. The hope that we have in the resurrection, you know, that one day we get new bodies. I know I look forward to that as I get older.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, right? I get aches and pains, and I really have to watch what I eat. But we get these new bodies one day, reminding them that this just isn't our home. Mm-hmm. You know, and with this upcoming presidential election, there's a lot of division even among Christians mm-hmm. and a lot of just struggle with, who do I vote for? I don't even want to vote. And I've talked to many people, and my advice is, you know what, just pray and ask the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
He'll direct you who to vote for. But we have to remember, our hope is not in our president. The government rests on his shoulders. That's from Isaiah. The government is on the Lord's shoulders, and our hope is not in who we elect. And so wanting to really encourage them in that session. And then session 4 is also on giving encouragement, and I just put, be a sheep.
Be a sheep. Well, tell us more about that.
I struggled when I used to hear all the time how dumb sheep are.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I asked my handsome husband, could I go to the library for the day, please, and let me study sheep, because that's how my mind thinks, Darla. I love to study stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He blessed me with a day at the library, and I learned how incredibly smart sheep are, how relational they are. And the thing that stood out to me the most that day is sheep were created for other sheep.
Mm-hmm.
They're not meant to be alone. And wanting to encourage these women that even we can go to church. You know, we can go to church, we can sit in our spot and we can leave. But unless we're in real authentic fellowship and in authentic relationship, we often walk through this life as a lone ranger, and we're not meant to be alone. We weren't created to be alone. And so wanting to encourage them to be a sheep, to find other sheep to do life with, to be part of an authentic community.
Oh, good stuff. Well, I know this can be a great balance of fun and food and fellowship and some good teaching, you know, coming straight from your heart into what God is showing you. Through being the mother of 5 kids and also having served in ministry in different capacities, I'm really looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great weekend for the ladies. Can you tell them a little bit about Living Waters for those who have not been there? It is a beautiful camp, isn't it?
It really is. They do a fantastic job, and there's so many things to choose from during free time. You could go on a climbing wall. You can go tour the Amish community. You can go, and I did this last year, and it was beautiful. Took a kayak. We did this like hike to the lake and took this kayak out in the middle of the lake. It's just beautiful. There's, you know, ducks out there and birds flying overhead, and I'm a nature girl. I appreciate that. So, they do a fantastic job out there.
So for those ladies who are saying, you know what, Kelly, I just don't have time to get away. You don't know how busy my schedule is, and I've got the kids to take care of and stuff. Why do you think it's important for them to maybe carve out time to be at this retreat or speak to the guys that this could be a special gift, a special weekend getaway for their wife?
That is a great question, Darla. Why should we get away? I think, honestly, I'm a mom of 5. My oldest is 10, 9, 7, 5, and 3. And to be honest, I'm tired a lot of the time.
Yeah.
Some days I think if I had a weekend, I would probably nap all weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But I know I'm a better mommy when I am refreshed, when I have got to go deep, when I am filled up. And oftentimes as moms, we don't think about that. We're always thinking of, how can I meet my husband's needs? How can I meet my children's needs? And so I encourage women, just take that weekend, set it aside, come, get refreshed, get filled up, both spiritually and physically. And even the food, I will say, is amazing. These guys do a great job cooking out there. And husbands, if your wife is sitting on the fence and not sure she should come or get away, just free her up for the weekend.
Yeah.
Buy her tickets, send her out there. She gets pampered out there, too. They have fantastic opportunities. There was like massages last year. There was pedicures and manicures, and it's just really a great time.
Sounds like a wonderful weekend and a great time to get away and be refreshed and renewed in the Lord. That, again, is coming up on September 9th through 11th at Living Waters Bible Camp in Westby. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for sharing with us today. Look forward to the weekend.
Thank you, Darla.
And for all of you listening today, if you'd like to find out more about the Speak Life Ladies Retreat, September 9th through 11th at Living Waters, you can stop by the calendar on our website at praisenetwork.com or go directly to LWBC for Living Waters Bible Camp, .org. Again, that's LWBC.org. Kelly, thank you, and God bless you there as you are doing the most important job of raising those little ones and the nurture and the admonition of the Lord.
Thank you, Darla. Thanks for having me.
Oh, let me ask you one question, just crossed my mind. You know, we talked about being the mom of young children, but is this retreat only for mothers of young children or for women of all ages?
No, I had a blast last year. I remember praying with a woman who was in her 80s. And there was young moms. It was all different ages. It's a beautiful collection of different age women. So no, it's not just for young moms.
Okay, good. That was important to get across.
Yeah.
Well, thank you again, Kelly, and we will talk to you soon. Again, that is a Speak Life Ladies Retreat coming up September 9th through 11th at Living Waters. Find out more on our calendar at praisenetwork.com or go to lwbc.org.